Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome into our studio members of the Jamestown Community Piano Association. Not just members, but the head honchos. The chief cook and bottle washer is here, Nancy Bennett. Welcome back, Nancy. Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you. Nice to be back, Mike.
Have you been called that before, the chief cook and bottle washer?
Not quite yet, but I think it's beginning to apply.
And the artistic director, I believe, is the correct title. Manambu Takasawa is here. Welcome back.
Thank you, Mike.
Nice to have you with us. Is artistic director correct?
I'm not sure, but I guess I get to finish off the season. Well, so I'm the last performer every year.
All right. Well,
and Manabu's been consulting with us since the very beginning. So
right.
When we were just crashing around in the dark, Manabu was able to point us in the direction of finding some really wonderful pianists to add to our series. So he's been a longtime friend and supporter of this association.
It's kind of serving in that function, although you're probably not getting paid $100,000 a year to do it.
Yeah, maybe not that much.
Let's start with you, Manabu. You've been on the show a couple times before, but we want to familiarize our audience with your background. You are started playing music at how old?
Oh, ever since I remember. Started with a toy piano as a toddler.
And so, where was that?
I was born and grew up in Japan.
In Japan, so toy piano and banging
right,
away.
Then moved up to Oregon, and I begged my parents, and so my parents got me a used piano when I was about 13.
Okay.
So.
And then from there, went to school for piano?
Yes. I wasn't going to study music when I got to college, but ended up liking it enough that I decided to go for it and haven't stopped since.
All right. And now you're here in Rhode Island doing what?
I'm a professor of music at URI, teaching piano music theory and doing other things on campus and off campus.
All right, University of Rhode Island, and another wonderful town we have right down the street from us. It's great to have you here. And Nancy, the Jamestown Community Piano Association has been around for a long time, but the piano itself, the new piano that you're responsible for, is celebrating an anniversary.
This is our 15th anniversary of the purchase of the piano. 15 years ago in November of 2001, we purchased the 7-foot Schimmel, which is a gorgeous piano. We've actually collared every one of our performers to give us a little idea of what it's like to play on the piano. And one of our performers described it as coming back to an old friend when she came back for a second. Nadezhda Vlaeva, when she came for her second performance, described it as coming back to an old friend. Our most recent performers love playing on it and told us so. And so we've had little bits and pieces from every performer that just... It's really a fantastic piano.
Well, that's great. And the association itself goes back about how far, roughly? Is it about 30 years now? Or
No. We're younger than the piano.
Oh.
Yes,
so it's
absolutely. It's the other way around. We kind of got more formal around 2006 when I came on the board. But it had existed before that, and there was an informal series of concerts every year. And when I came on the board, it was after they offered me my own senior recital student concert on the piano. And then I came on the board, and we started our regular concert series and became the Jamestown Community Piano Association.
Okay, so the association's newer than the piano, but now what makes up the association? Anybody that just wants to help out?
We have five five members who've been with us from the beginning. Janet Grant is a longtime piano teacher and accompanist and sort of the go-to person for piano music on the island when I first arrived. And Ann Zartler was a cellist and a music lover, and Rosemary Enright has come on board as the publicist. Anne and Rosemary are opera fiends, and so they are constantly in search of another, or quartets or whatever. They go to every concert they can get their hands on. And then our fifth member is Bill Knapp, who is a musician. He plays the English concertina, which is one of those things like an accordion that fits like in the palm of your hand. Yeah. And he started an organization called Tre Moutarde, which means too much mustard. And he found, when he first decided to live in Jamestown, he went searching through the sale of a music store. And in the basement, there was a whole big box of music. And it turned out to be this music that's played in the lobbies of hotels in the 20s. And it has these very comical titles like Too Much Mustard. And I can't even remember the others. Rip Van Winkle is in the title of another one. And so he put together this sort of makeshift ragtag band of all the musicians. Mm-hmm. He finds a place for anybody who wants to play on it, and they go and do these little performances. So This makes up the group, and me, myself, and I. So we're a pretty dedicated and very ragtag musical group.
All right. Just like that old country hit, Grandma, Get Off the Stove, You're Too Old to Ride the Range.
I think that sounds like one of Bill's pieces.
Okay. Manabu, you're going to be involved in the next concert coming up next week, April 9th. It's going to have some winners of a piano festival. Mm-hmm. And yourself, you'll be there. And so that's going to be something we want to talk about. I know that you don't want to give away the music yet of what's going to be played.
Well, actually, we don't know what's going to be on the program because it'll be the winner's concert.
You're right.
And by the time this is aired, the competition will have been over. So, but at this point, we don't know who is going to be asked and would be agreeing to play.
But you'll be there.
It'll be exciting. I will be overseeing the whole thing. Okay. And it'll probably be about an hour of music from anybody from as young as, it could be like 7, 8 years old, to a high school senior.
Okay.
So all pre-college students, but very dedicated, serious piano students, I would say.
All right, we'll get back to that and give you some other dates and times and so forth, but I want to get to a piece of music. And you had a very successful concert just a few weeks ago, Nancy.
Yes.
And we want to feature some music by one of the artists that was at that concert. Tell us about him.
Okay, well, our March concert is featured Alexander Matuskin, who is a pianist we first heard at the Kingston Chamber Music Festival in 2014. And I kind of knocked people aside to find out who he was and to talk to him. And he agreed to come play for us in September of 2015 and just knocked us out. Beautiful, fabulous, very moving and powerful pianist. And as we were chatting with him after that concert, he offered to come back and bring a couple students from where he teaches at the Manhattan School of Music. He said he had some students who were sort of on their way to performing careers. So we scheduled this concert, and then he calls up and says, well, my brother's here from Russia. And he plays the flute, and he happens to be really famous in Russia for playing the flute, actually worldwide. He's a flute teacher, and he's written a book, and he performs all over, and sure enough, everybody in the world knows him, and he came. And so we had this traveling troupe of musicians come for this one Sunday in March, and they played each of them separately, and then Alexander and his brother, Ivan, played a duet from La Traviata, which was just gorgeous.
Picked up one of his CDs.
So I picked up one of his CDs. He's recently done a series of concerts in Cuba with Cuban music, which doesn't sound particularly Cuban, but this one piece I just loved, which actually sounded more Cuban, I thought it would be fun to share with you now. It's Alexander Matuskin, and he's playing a piece called Pan Con Timba by an Aldo Lopez Gavilan. I hope Mr. Gavilan gives me a little, space here to mispronounce his name, but at least we're playing his music here in Rhode Island.
lively music, to be sure, heard at the Jamestown Community Piano Association presentation last month. That was March 19th, and that was a piece that was played by one of the artists performing then. And then next week on April 9th at St. Matthew's Church in Jamestown, 2 o'clock, the association is presenting. Manabu will be there with the winners of the festival. And then May 14th, that'll be Manabu's solo concert. And do you have any hints as to what might be played on May 14th? Or we're keeping that a secret too, Manabu?
It's not a secret.
Okay.
Couple pieces have been decided already. I'll begin with a piece by Mozart. It is a Mozart piano concerto. So normally piano concerto means it's a piano solo with an orchestra. However, there are three concertos that Mozart wrote that are easily can be converted to a chamber music setting. He actually tried to market it that way anyway. So this is going to be piano with a string quartet. So I will be joined by local string musicians, and so we'll do this chamber music version of the piano concerto. And the other composer that I'll be playing will be Franz Liszt.
Okay. Well, that's something to look forward to. That's going to be May 14th, again, at St. Matthew's Church. That's where the piano lives, 2 o'clock, and Nancy has her finger up.
Yes, I just wanted to add that one of the quartet players is a Jamestown resident, Emily Anthony, as a violinist. So there's a lot of Jamestown connection with all of
right.
these things.
So local people be involved.
We always like to give a plug to Jamestown.
There you go. And we want to get one more piece of music in before our first commercial break here. And tell us what that's going to be, Nancy.
This is a piece called Ondine by Ravel, and it's played by Henry Kramer, and we had Henry Kramer playing for us last season, and he played this Ondine, which is a beautiful piece, so we're just reminiscing over our last season.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with Jamestown Community Piano Association's Nancy Bennett and Manabu Takasawa, and we're talking about the concerts coming up, one next week on April 9th at St. Matthew's Church, 2 o'clock, and that's, of course, in beautiful downtown Jamestown. And Nancy, tickets are not easy to find.
We don't sell tickets.
Well, that's why they're not easy to find.
These concerts are free and open to the public. We do accept donations at the door, but our mission from the beginning was to introduce live piano music to the Jamestowners and other people in the area. And so we really want to make this these performances accessible to anybody who wants to come listen to piano music.
Excellent.
And it's working. I'm just loving hearing how much our audiences appreciate it, and our audience is sort of growing in knowledge of the music and in sophistication as we have these concerts going on.
So donations are accepted at the door. If you live in Jamestown, that's one level of donation that you can give. And if you come from, you know, Massachusetts or something, you got to give more.
No. We are very fortunate to have people who are interested in sponsoring concerts. And we have been supported by grants in the past, not so much now, but we have a wonderful a group of people who have become sponsors, but our audience members are as generous as possible with their donations. And at the same time, we want to encourage people who just don't have a lot of money, and it doesn't matter. We just want people to come and listen.
Well, that's a wonderful cause. Manabu, we're going to get to listen to some of your music now, and tell us about this first piece that's coming up now that you played.
Oh, okay. This probably is from a recording that I did from a recital that I did at school at URI. Years ago, it was an all Brahms recital. And yeah, it was a very rewarding program, I remember. So this probably was one of the pieces in the first half, I believe. But it's a great piece. It's a fairly short, very clear-cut structure of ABA. And like in any Brahms, it has a lot of meaty sort of feel to it, and with a lot of very romantic melodious and romantic harmony. You know, so it's a wonderful piece, great piano piece also.
We'll listen to it now. Thank you. obviously a live performance, as you could tell by the applause. And Manabu, what was the name of that piece?
That was Johannes Brahms' Ballade in G Minor, Opus 118, Number 3.
All right. And we're fortunate enough to have another recording of another piece you did. Was it the same concert, do you believe?
No, actually, this was a long time ago. It's an old friend of... this piece is an old friend. It was a piece that I used to interview for my URI position, actually.
Wow.
So this is Bach... fugue portion of the Prelude and Fugue in D Major from the Well-Tempered Clavier, Book 2.
All right. And we'll listen to that, then take a short break. And when we come back, we'll talk some more with Nancy about some of the great things that the Jamestown Community Piano Association does for students. But right now, we'll listen to this. We are back on Conducting Conversations, and we are sitting with the Jamestown Community Piano Association representatives. Nancy Bennett is here once again, and Manabu Takasawa is here. And we just listened to some of Manabu's music. And Nancy, we want to find out about this great event you had, the Gala Festival. What's the exact title of what just took place?
The Piano Extravaganza.
Extravaganza.
Is actually Manabu's creation. He started that, 10 years ago, Manabu? Is that how long ago?
More like 15, I think.
15. Yeah,
2003 when we started.
And it's what, a festival of a competition and master classes and concerts?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, so we're really excited to have the winners from that festival come and play for us. We've had them before in the past, and they have just wowed everyone. And it really fits in with the mission, one of the missions of the Jamestown Community Piano Association, which is to support students and local musicians. And Manabu brought us students from URI for many, many years as a student concert that was a separate concert. I myself played on the Jamestown Community Piano as a student. And our last concert with Alexander Matuskin was students from the Manhattan School of Music. So this is an opportunity for young pianists with a lot of talent and energy and love of the piano to perform in front of a really warm and welcoming audience. I like to think of the Jamestown community audience as being filled with the heart of grandmothers who listen to their students play every day, their grandchildren play every day, and love every minute of it. And our audience has that heart. And so it really supports students of all levels, all calibers, all ages, as well as the adults. And that's why our performers love to play for us and why we love having these students come and play for us.
Sounds like a great place to perform. And Nancy, as a relatively new grandfather, the heart of a grandfather could be good too.
Heart of a grandfather.
Okay.
My image was a grandmother, but your image could be a grandfather. That would be fine.
All right. And there's two more concerts left this season. We want to make sure that everybody knows about them. That's next week, April 9th, and that will be when those students that Nancy was just talking about get to play. And that's at St. Matthew's Church in beautiful downtown Jamestown at 2 o'clock. And the programs normally last between an hour and a half type of thing. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And there are no tickets, so don't be looking online for tickets. You just have to show up. The church is a large facility, and there's no admission price, but they will gladly accept donations at the door. So prepare yourself for that. Nancy, I think we have an opportunity here to talk about the May 14th concert also. That's going to be when Manabu's solo concert. We mentioned that some of the things will be played then. And is there a future after that, after the May 14th concert?
Well, I'd like to just go back to the May 14th concert.
Sure.
It's always held on Mother's Day, and this is a wonderful day for people come out with their mothers or with their families. It seems to it draws families in a bigger way because of the day it is. It's always good weather and the flowers are blooming. And Manabu has this beautiful, lyrical, musical, pianistic style that people just love. And he has charmed the May, the Mother's Day concert audience for, how many years is it, Manabu? Is it
11?
11 years. And so he's a regular on this date. Spring comes and Manabu comes to Jamestown to play. So we are really, really excited that he'll be there on May 14th, and he's bringing this quartet with him, and you'll be doing some solo pieces as well. Did I see in a list, mm-hmm. there's a whole pile of list coming up?
Right. So the first piece is the only one that is in the chamber music style. The rest of it is solo piano.
Solo piano along with a quartet, I believe, right?
Right, the first
local
piece.
Musicians. You mentioned a couple of them, and that's going to be a wonderful event coming up on May 14th. And then next season, is that something that you're already in the planning stages
for?
We
are already in the planning stages for that. We have, it's sort of like airplanes circling the airport at this point. We have a lot of possibilities and finding that right mix of performers, ensemble versus solo, different performers from different places. And so we have the fall schedule relatively lined up. I can say that we do have Vasily Primakov coming back for the September concert.
And
Vasily has been has played in the Jamestown piano maybe twice, maybe three times already.
Yeah, I think I've lost count.
At least that,
yeah.
So I'm very excited. He just gets better and better, so I can't wait to see him again. Oh, I know. The last time he was here, he came with a cellist, with Ben Capps, and mm-hmm. the two of them gave a concert. So now he'll be coming back as a soloist to open our 2017-2018 season.
So that'll be in September. And they're always on Sunday afternoons, is that correct?
Always Sunday afternoons, always 2 p.m., and look outside the church. If it says concert 2 p.m., come on inside.
All right, and that's at St. Matthew's Church in downtown Jamestown. Well, once again, I want to thank you both for being here and making Conducting Conversations a very interesting program. Thank you, Manabu. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much, Mike.
And Nancy, thank you once again. You're always a pleasure to have. And I'm going to ask you to do one more thing before we go, and that's introduce the last piece of music that we're going to go out with.
Okay, thank you, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be here. This next piece is a piece by Chopin. It's Ballade number 3 in A-flat major, and it's being played by Henry Kramer, who's a pianist we heard last season, who was just absolutely wonderful. The reason I chose this piece in particular is because of the various segues. Manabu mentioned that when he went to college, he had not yet decided to study music, and that's when he made that decision. This piece, the Chopin Ballade, was played at our March concert. He was a student of Alexander Matuzkin, and he is a math major at Columbia, playing Chopin's Ballade number 3 and deciding while he's a math major at Columbia that he too will study music. So this is in the tradition of Manabu as a student and our students who perform for us, and they get their inspiration to music at any stage. And so this Chopin Ballade is in honor of students.
Thank you very much. We'll listen to that. And then the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.